Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Wealth in Numbers by Max Avery. Co-authored with Jake Claver and Jordan Hutchinson, is a practical business and personal finance guide focused on special purpose vehicles, syndication, and private investment dealmaking. Rather than treating SPVs as an esoteric tool reserved for institutions or ultra-wealthy investors, the book positions them as a usable structure for entrepreneurs and investors who want to participate in private deals more efficiently. It explains what an SPV is, why it is used, and how it can simplify the investor cap table, consolidate capital, and improve execution for a variety of transactions. The emphasis is on actionable process, moving from deal sourcing and screening into structuring, documentation, capital raising, and ongoing administration. A recurring theme is compliance awareness, including how offerings often fit within common U.S. private placement frameworks such as Regulation D-56B and 56-6. Overall, the book's purpose is to give readers a clearer, more confident path for organizing group investments across business acquisitions, real estate syndication, and other private market opportunities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, SPVs explained as a practical tool for private deals. A core topic is the plain language explanation of what an SPV is and why it shows up so often in private markets. The book frames an SPV as a single-purpose entity created to participate in a specific investment or transaction, allowing many investors to pool capital and act as one participant in the underlying deal. That consolidation can make a seller's process easier, reduce complexity in negotiations, and keep the target company or asset from having to manage a long list of direct investors. The authors emphasize that the value of an SPV is not just structural but operational. It helps standardize how money comes in, how ownership is recorded, and how communication and reporting are managed. Readers are guided to think about when an SPV is the right fit, such as when a deal would otherwise have an unwieldy cap table, or when a lead investor wants to organize a group efficiently. By focusing on the use case and the mechanics, the book aims to make the concept feel accessible and usable for real-world execution rather than purely theoretical finance. Secondly, deal initiation, screening, and moving from interest to execution beyond definitions, the book treats SPVs as part of a broader deal-making workflow. It highlights the practical steps needed to go from a potential opportunity to a structured investment, including clarifying the thesis for a deal, assessing fit for a syndicate, and preparing the basics that serious investors expect. Instead of implying that SPVs create returns by themselves, the authors focus on the discipline required to manage deal flow and decision-making. That includes setting expectations with participants, organizing information so investors can evaluate the opportunity, and planning a clean path from commitment to close. The book also repeatedly signals the importance of due diligence readiness, such as having essential deal materials organized and understanding what must be true for the investment to proceed. The overall message is that an SPV is most effective when it sits inside an intentional process, clear communication, a consistent method for evaluating opportunities, and a professional approach to execution that reduces friction for both investors and counterparties. Thirdly, raising capital and the role of Regulation D-56B and 56-6. A major learning area is how SPVs commonly intersect with capital raising rules in the United States, particularly Regulation D exemptions such as 56B and 56B. The book does not present legal advice, but it underscores why compliance awareness matters the structure of an offering, how investors are approached, and what is communicated can affect whether a raise is conducted appropriately. It distinguishes the typical high-level differences readers encounter in practice, including that certain pathways emphasize pre-existing relationships and limits on general solicitation, while others allow broader marketing but require additional verification steps for investor status. The authors connect these concepts to SPV fundraising realities, where a sponsor or lead organizer must align outreach methods, investor onboarding, and documentation with the chosen exemption framework. The practical takeaway is that successful private capital raising is not only about finding interested investors, but also about running a clean process that anticipates regulatory constraints, sets expectations early, and reduces the risk of preventable errors that can disrupt a close. Fourthly, structuring and administration documents, operations, and investor experience, the book treats SPV success as heavily dependent on execution details, the entity formation, the agreements that govern economics and decision rights, and the administrative plan for the life of the investment. Readers are encouraged to think through responsibilities that continue after the close, such as investor communications, record keeping, and handling ongoing operational tasks. This topic matters because many first-time syndicators underestimate how quickly complexity grows when multiple investors participate, even in a single asset vehicle. By emphasizing a step-by-step approach, the authors aim to reduce ambiguity around what must be built and maintained for an SPV to function professionally. The discussion also points to why investor experience is part of the structure. Clear terms, predictable updates, and organized processes can improve trust and repeat participation. While the book is positioned as accessible, it maintains that SPVs are not casual tools. They require disciplined operational management so that the vehicle remains aligned with the deal and so that stakeholders have confidence in how the investment is being run. Lastly, applying SPVs across asset classes and modern finance contexts, another important theme is versatility. The book presents SPVs as applicable across multiple private investment categories, including business acquisitions, mergers and acquisitions contexts, real estate and apartment syndications, and venture-style private deals. By showing the same structural idea in different settings, it reinforces that SPVs are a flexible wrapper for participation rather than a strategy tied to one niche. The authors also position the approach within a modern finance landscape, where investors may evaluate a wider range of opportunities and tools than traditional public market portfolios. While the book references innovations, such as decentralized finance and blockchain, as part of the broader evolution of investing, its primary focus remains on the practical use of structured vehicles for organizing capital and participation in private deals. The resulting takeaway is that readers can use the frameworks to think more systematically about how they join or lead investments, selecting an appropriate vehicle, setting clean terms, and using structure to make participation possible in deals that might otherwise be inaccessible or operationally messy. In conclusion, Wealth in Numbers is best suited to investors, operators, and aspiring deal sponsors who want a clearer understanding of how group private investments are actually organized. If you are a first-time participant in a syndicate, the book helps demystify the terminology and shows why SPVs exist in the first place. If you are exploring the sponsor side, it offers a process-oriented view of moving from opportunity to close, with emphasis on structure, execution, and the operational responsibilities that continue after capital is raised. Readers involved in private deals such as real estate syndication, business acquisitions, or venture-style investments can benefit from the book's cross-application mindset, using the same core concepts to evaluate different transaction types. Its practical value lies in translating a vehicle often associated with sophisticated finance into steps that a motivated reader can follow, while still acknowledging real constraints such as the importance of regulatory frameworks like Regulation D56B and 56.6. Compared with broad personal finance or general investing titles, it stands out by focusing on the mechanics of private market participation, how deals are structured, how investors are organized, and how professionalism in documentation and administration can improve both execution and long-term credibility. If you would like to support Max Avery, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.